But in the assignment and the commission and the command for us, we have got tangled up in man's stuff, devil stuff, religious stuff, and we've forgotten the assignment many have. But the assignment is to go tell this good news. But we go tell what Harry Potter said. Then we leave Harry Potter and we'll bring up Lucille Ball. At least she'll make you laugh. But and then we wonder why all this chaos in the world and why all this chaos all around us and why we find ourselves in chaos, because we forgot what we're supposed to be doing. And then when you have an opportunity to bless God, you're like you don't know Him. Just to sit here and breathe air with no pain. What a blessing. And even if you did have a pain, but you're here because somebody, I heard Brother George just mentioned this a little while ago, the house he goes into the nursing home, he's able to leave, and when he come back, those people he talked to the first time, they just like they still in the same position that the last time he visited them. That means they hadn't been moving around. But you can move around. You got a hand, you can raise it, but we rather. Don't we? You know what's that? That's pride and rebellious and unthankful. But the Bible says what? Giving thanks. I'm so glad I got a hand to raise. I'm glad that hand will go up. And see, how many of y'all are glad? I can get that arm up and hallelujah. You know, sometimes we just don't think. Sometimes we just, everything is just all right. And we get thinking about, well, this bill coming up, and I'm wondering if I'm have enough money to pay for it. Forget that thing. I'm here to praise God. Well, I understand His grace when it shows up. It's going to get paid. You know, I never had a bill that didn't get paid. Amen. But what I want to do, can I do just a little bit of in-depth teaching? Can I do that? Can y'all take just a little bit? So turn with me to the book of Ephesians. And I'm going to change over. And first chapter, I want y'all to follow me. Ephesians chapter 1. And I may pick up at verse 1. But let me get there. Ephesians chapter 1. You know, I told you, I just started verse 1, I think. I told you many years ago, some of you here probably wasn't here when I said it. If I had to pick out any books in the Bible, if I had to pick them out, Ephesians and Romans would run neck and neck with me. Because it has, and really, the book of Ephesians is addressed, Paul wrote it to the church, to the body. It tells you how to live. It tells you who you are. It tells you how to live. It tells you how to walk. And so what I want to do, if we could just, you know, forget about all the, you know, and the Lord said, let's just forget about that today, okay? We may get to that, and we may not never get to it. But let's, when it just get some good, solid Bible information to get some revelation. Would you like that? To know what, I mean, you know, let me say this, because when we mention the word grace, and I'm gonna, I probably won't get to it today, because there's lots of scripture that I will read that the Lord had given me, but I probably won't get to all of them today. But let me say this about grace. If you once you understand grace, let me say this up front. Grace freed us completely. Not halfway, not a portion of the way, but grace freed us completely from sin, not to sin. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't get it. Grace freed us from sin, not for us to sin. And most people say, well, I got grace, then I can sin. No, you grace set you free from sin so you could live free from sin. Now, if you miss it, you have grace and mercy there to confess it and repent and get rid of it. But if you decide, I got grace now, I'm just going to live any kind of way I want to because I can repent, well, that's going to cost you. See, don't make the mistake to think just because you got grace have freed you and you miss it and you sin. If you live a lifestyle of sin, you better get rid of it. That's going to cost you. And this is what most people don't realize. That's why they're in the condition they're in. That's why they're in the predicament they're in. Because grace has freed you, but you acting like you hadn't been free. Did y'all hear what I've said? And we get caught up in all these things when we ought to spend time in the Word to find out who we are. All right, my name is Paul. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. So it said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to who? The saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Bless. Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ. Where were we born when you got saved? You're born into the kingdom, wasn't you? Where everything in the kingdom is blessed. Every spiritual blessing in the kingdom belongs to you. So every blessing, it belongs to you. Even though you're in the earth, those blessings belongs to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Praise God. So since we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing, why would you waste your time out here in something that is a curse to you? You know why people do it? Because they're either ignorant, unlearned, or foolish, or both, or all three. He said, and now I'm reading from the Passion. Listen to it closely. My name is Paul. I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus. Hear those statements.